59. History on November 12th, 1966. Johnny Rivers, Poor Side of Town, hits number one. On the poor side of town.
Me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. You were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Dan Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
Radio Mutant.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight what I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky-tonk heaven really make you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette. We start talking about what we wanna forget. Same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. So here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky-tonk heaven really make you feel like hell. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. Yeah, this honky-tonk makes you feel like hell. Memories and drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. Look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky-tonk heaven really make you feel like hell. about what we wanna forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. So here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky tonk heaven feel like hell.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
Welcome, my friends, to the Vampire's Ball, here in Transylvania, in the Castle Hall. One by one, you'll meet my guests, so don't be frightened, it's all in jest. Hello there, Casamoco, how are you?
Oh, I'm trying to do the waddle, so hurry, hurry.
Very nice, keep at it, my boy. We'll do the twist and the Popeye move. The locomotion, mashed potato too. Now meet my monsters, one by one. Oh, I'm so glad they all could come. Igor, Igor.
Hello there, Dracula. How are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. What are you doing? Oh, goody, goody, I love to do that. Very nice, keep at it, keep at it. There is Igor, he's doing the twist. My good friend, Caris, he wouldn't miss. The Wolfman does quite a dance. These my friends, all in a trance. Oh yes, my friends, Transylvania twist is old-fashioned now. They're doing the monster mash. Or as you know, it was a graveyard smash. The good doctor is doing the mash. For as you know, it was a graveyard smash. All my little bats are flying around. Seems they're also digging the sound. Very nice, my little bats, my friends. Doctor, doctor, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to do the mash. Oh, children, mosh. Mosh, my children. Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that.
Very nice, Doctor. Enjoy yourself. Oh, my.
Thank you. baby. You know the rules. Go, baby. Nice shot. Ping pong. Yeah. Ping pong. Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
In the world is bent.
Oh, get down. It's like when you get to the start of the day. The start of the day, you go run, run away. The start of the day, the start of the day, go wrong, run away.
In the world is bent.
Yeah. used to go for a plate of good hot tomato, green pea or celery too. But now I can't seem to wait till you start to ladle my cup of soup is you. But now I trust chicken noodle just has to doodle. You say indeed I do. For any way that you pour it, hey, I adore it. My cup of soup is you. Whenever there's steam in your kitchen scene, it could be consomme or maybe vegetable bean. But you're so good looking, whatever there's cooking is bound to taste good, just like a soup should. I used to holler and plead for vegetable beef or some other one of the crew. But now the cup I insist on, love to exist on, I'm telling you true. My cup of soup, the top of the group, yes, my cup of soup is you. It could be consomme or maybe vegetable bean. But you're so good looking, whatever there's cooking is bound to taste good, just like a soup should. I used to holler and plead for vegetable beef or some other one of the crew. But now the cup I insist on, love to exist on, I'm telling you true. My cup of soup, the top of the group, yes, my cup of soup is you.
We have a gentleman coming up.
Oh yeah, we have Paul Cano.
Paul Cano, yes.
He has his own accompanist, you know.
All righty. Paul?
So, Paul?
Where is you? How you doing, Paul?
Hi, Paul.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to sing a song called After the Lovin'.
After the Lovin'. Oh, yeah, that's a very popular song. What have you been doing for yourself?
I've been doing little surprises at home for a while.
I noticed you have the Jewish star. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yes, you don't look Jewish. I don't
know.
Well, okay, what's the... do I look Italian?
No, but then neither do I.
So I sing you to sleep with a song I just wrote yesterday, and I hope you can hear all the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything I am feeling face to face. It just seemed to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the south. Thanks for turning me into a song. We'll be right back.
for loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music has to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to grow dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. Someone so
just right. I hope you had the time of your life. Don't take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of expectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear.
11A21
clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
1A54 clear. 1B1, standby.
1220, roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
1854 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't. Thanks for... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.